CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari. Morning, all. Welcome to another week. Thanks for being here with us for it.
Happy Monday.
Is Monday that exciting? That's my question I put to you.
Oh, you know what? It's going to be a good week.
Is Monday, not just Monday, but Monday at 6 a.m.
Oh, it is the most exciting time to be alive,
Is
Adam.
It?
Yeah, we get to recap the weekend, all the juicy goss, what went down, what happened, see our workmates again.
I feel like you're lying to yourself.
Yeah, I'm really anyway. Trying. I'm really trying.
Yeah, busy weekend, one of those ones where you don't really get a rest. In fact, you do the opposite of resting, you go too hard.
Yes, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I know exactly actually what you mean, Adam.
I think there'll be some resting on air.
Yeah, maybe. You can hear it in my voice already. It's like, hey.
We'll talk a little bit more about what we got up to over the weekend. Stuff like the Toast for Kids charity gala put on by Steve Martin there at the Parramatta Arts Centre in Devonport, among other stuff. 5 second rule we'll wake up with next. Also, Who Dat later on. We're playing with Brad Pitt.
Oh, gorge.
You know him?
Yeah, know him.
And today in history as well, we'll look at what happened on this particular date throughout history. So next 5 second rule, really. To get into gear. Up. Lady Gaga playing now. CFM, g'day.
Morning.
Good morning. 12 past 6 on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
We've only got 5 seconds to say the word.
All right, it's this time. Each weekday morning, Ari and I challenge each other to wake up with a 5 second rule. You've got 5 seconds to name three things. You can play along listening. See if you can beat us.
You certainly can today.
You reckon already? Already writing us both off.
Yeah, well, me, definitely.
All right. Do you want me to ask you first?
Yes, please.
Ari, in 5 seconds, please name three countries in the Southern Hemisphere.
Oh, Adam, why you gotta be so hard sometimes? I'm not even thinking. It's just like...
Australia.
I know.
New Zealand.
I know.
Easy ones there.
I know. It's so easy, but it's the pressure. As soon as you ask the question, I'm like, my God, I don't have any answers.
You know what the Southern Hemisphere is?
Yeah, I do know.
Yeah. Well, but I don't understand. You must.
I don't know. My brain just switches off. Anyway, moving on.
But also, I mean, we need three. So South Africa, you could add two.
Oh,
also.
Sorry.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Adam. And if you're playing along at home to redeem ourselves, 5 seconds. Name three things that are sticky.
Sticky tape, blue tack, and lollies.
I wrote lollies too, and glue. And club floors.
In what?
Club floors.
Oh, yeah, club floors, dive
so
bars.
Sticky.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That's Matchbox 20 over the weekend. On Saturday night, we went along to the Parramatta Convention Centre to attend Steve Martin's Toast for Kids charity gala, the tenth year running these galas. And the MC of the night, what do you have his name?
Tom.
Tom from 7 News. Now, this is a clip of him doing his little report. I think this is from yesterday's report, but I don't know because he was out very late Saturday, we know for a fact.
Live from our 7 Tasmania studios, your nightly news with Tom Johnson begins now.
Here he is.
Good evening. First tonight,
here's
the
cleanup
begins
there
inside a number of Tasmania homes
it.
After wild weather battered the state. Huguenville was among the areas.
I mean, this
sounds very professional, isn't he?
From yesterday, but he was out late.
He was indeed. I know this for a fact.
So he was emceeing the night, but we were giving him some major attention.
We were giving him some love, weren't we? Our whole entire table was cheering him on because being an MC is a hard gig, especially when people don't really want to listen.
Yeah.
Like, you know, sometimes you just want to have a beverage, you know.
Yeah, well, there were a few times people were just talking and ignoring
so
him.
So we really gave him a cheer and, you know, gave him some love and then made him dance.
He's just up there being very prim, proper, professional, reading out some names and we're just cheering at the end.
Yeah, we're
he's
like, come
it.
On, Tom!
And then got him dancing and then I went home because I had to get up sort of early for the teeny tiny Stevie's show the next morning. But he went out clubbing with you lot, did he?
Yeah, well, with the great Lee Dixon, I now know why he's called the great Lee Dixon. We went to Frankie J's.
Yeah.
And I've got, he's dancing in a little clip of I've got on my phone, but I'm going to keep that in my phone. We won't share that one. Don't want to embarrass him. But bless his cotton socks, and to be honest, I had no idea who he was before that.
Yeah.
So, you know what? It pays to MC, because now I know who you are,
Well,
Tom.
I definitely recognised him when he was pointed out to me. Oh, that's the guy from Seven News, but otherwise I wouldn't
I don't
have known.
Watch TV. How
late? I mean, did he go to tap ass as
no,
well?
No, oh. Well, it's Pub Rock Diner, but I mean, we all just call it tap of dad ass. No, oh, I don't think so.
Did
no,
he not?
No, darling, sure, to be
it
honest.
Wasn't that late. He had a report to do the next day. But you don't.
I definitely know the great Lee Dixon was there.
Was he?
Oh, what a fun time.
And what was he
honestly
doing?
You missed out.
And
we're
he was
just
dancing.
In the middle of the dance floor. He's going to be mortified that I'm telling the coast this.
Yeah, he's not.
But whatever.
He's not a big drinker either, old Lee. So
no,
he
he's
really,
not.
He
so
really pulled
what,
the pin on that
that's
grenade.
That's why I stayed. He was keen, and I was like, you know what? For you, Dicko, I'll do it.
But wasn't he refusing to let you leave the D floor?
Yeah. I had my feet. I couldn't walk.
Yeah.
My feet were so sore. So I just put the chair in the middle of the dance floor.
Yeah, isn't that some kind of hazard?
Probably, but whatever. Sometimes you got to do these things, Adam. Hey. You just got to do it. But what a night to remember or not remember.
Group of little celebrities. So you got the famous Ariel Ackland from CFM.
Oh, my God, how funny.
The great Lee Dixon there. And then the fella from Seven News.
And we were DJing and everything.
I loved his reaction.
Thanks, James.
His reaction to the attention we were giving him, though.
Oh, my God, he loved it, didn't he?
His face was going red. He was all shy.
He was getting so embarrassed, and we were like, oh, is he going to crack a joke? Is he going to crack a joke? Here he comes, the MC of the night.
I don't think he's used to that kind of attention. I don't think most people cheer him on after just MCing reading names.
I don't think so either.
Bless his heart. I'll never look at Seven News the same. Good morning. It's Adam and Ari here from CFM doing a breakfast show.
Oh, my God. This man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
It is time to play Who Dat. Do you think you can pick Brad Pitt out in an audio lineup of three, A, B, and C? Which one is the real Brad Pitt? I guess we'll find out. You can play by calling 1-300-655-922. And if you get it right, you'll be in the draw to win a $150 Genesis Quality Metalworks flu cleaner wood heater assessment and a Thai Imperial food feast to the value of $50.
Double prize. We're talking double prize.
And they've got a new cocktail bar.
Wow, double prize and a cocktail.
Delish.
All right, so we got three audio clips. You tell us which of the three is Brad Pitt. Is it clip A?
We're going to be doing one thing and one thing only. Killing Nazis.
Or is it B?
I mean, this is such an inappropriate time to dwell on that.
Or is it C?
I've seen enough, all right? Nobody likes spaghetti westerns.
A, B, or C, which one is Brad Pitt? Give us a call and tell us, 1-300-655-922. We'll go again. This is A.
We're going to be doing one thing and one thing only. Killing Nazis.
This is B.
I mean, this is such an inappropriate time to dwell on that.
This is C.
I've seen enough, all right? Nobody likes spaghetti westerns.
1-300-655-922 for your chance to win a double prize.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Michelle from Ulverston on with us this morning to play Who Dat. Michelle, do you consider yourself a Brad Pitt fan?
I used to like him, but I don't know why now. I don't sort of go much on him anymore.
Oh, you don't? Well, we'll see if you know his voice, Michelle, all right? I'll run the clips. You tell us which one you think is him. This is A.
We're going to be doing one thing and one thing only. Killing Nazis.
This is B.
I mean, this is such an inappropriate time to dwell on that.
This is C.
I've seen enough, all right? Nobody likes spaghetti westerns.
Which one's Brad Pitt, Michelle?
Is it B?
I mean, this is such an inappropriate time to dwell on that.
Ooh, it is not B.
Matthew McConaughey there. I'm afraid, Michelle. Sorry.
No worries, thank you.
Have a good day, Michelle. Bye.
You too, bye.
Oh, they hung up.
Oh, no.
They had it.
Oh, they gave up.
Call back.
Hunter Bunch, where you go?
We've narrowed it down. We've got A.
We're going to be doing one thing and one thing only. Killing Nazis.
And we got C.
I've seen enough, all right? Nobody likes spaghetti westerns.
I think it's, to me, it's obvious out of A and C. So give us a call, 1-300-655-922. Which one's Brad Pitt?
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Julie from Devonport on with us now to play Who Dat. What do you think of Brad Pitt? You a fan of him, Julie?
Not really.
Not really? Everyone hates him.
What?
Alrighty, do you know his voice, though, do you think?
I think.
All right, okay. Let me play the clips for you, and you tell us which of the two now is Brad Pitt. This is A.
We're going to be doing one thing and one thing only, killing Nazis.
And this is C.
I've seen enough, all right? Nobody likes spaghetti westerns.
What are you thinking, Julie?
C.
I've seen enough, all right? Nobody likes spaghetti westerns.
I'm so sorry. It's Leonardo DiCaprio.
Julie, no! House wins again today.
Sorry, Julie.
That's okay.
You have a good one anyway.
Have a great day.
You too.
Sorry, bye. We've ruined Julie's day.
I'm afraid we have.
It was Clip A.
We're going to be doing Michelle one thing and Julie. And one thing only. Killing gnats.
We've ruined two people's day today.
Oh, we're supposed to make their day, Adam.
We will later. Stay tuned. We will. We'll make it up to you. Good morning. That's Fastball on CFM. Later on the show, we're speaking to Giovanna Simpson about what's going on in Burnie. We'll also catch up with Kane Evans, chairman of Agfest, to find out what's happening at this year's Agfest. Right now, we're talking history.
Today in history, thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
Wow.
The sing-along has returned. Alrighty. Today's date, the 15th of August. How about the fact there's only 15 days left of winter?
Stop! Don't! How exciting! Hey, Adam, it's so close to Christmas too. Yeah. About time to get that Christmas shopping done.
Get it done early.
You've been saying it all year.
Been saying it since January. Get the Christmas shopping done early. Come on. Alrighty. It was on this day, the 15th, when there was also, all these years ago, 15 days left of winter as well in Australia anyway. Yeah. In 1977, something called WOW, a possible alien, so WOW, I think it's an acronym, but I'm not sure what for.
Okay, so WOW.
Yeah, a possible alien radio signal from deep space was received at the Big Ear, a radio telescope in Delaware. Would you like to hear the audio?
Yeah, sure.
That's where they got the theme tune for X-Files from, was from the radio telescope.
And it is not the audio.
No, this is the real audio. So, I mean, I prefer this. Let's break it down. It was on this day in 2017 that Barack Obama's tweet, "No one is born hating another person because of the colour of his skin or his background or his religion," in response to Charlottesville violence, became the most liked tweet ever.
It's a good tweet to like.
On the exact same day, it was a big day, 2017, same year. Following a genetic study of the apple, scientists revealed its origin was in Kazakhstan. By the way, CFM's Apple for the Teacher. Nomination's now closed. You'll be able to vote soon.
On Friday.
And we thank Kazakhstan for CFM's Apple for the Teacher.
Yeah, thank you. And, I mean, we're the Apple Isle. So, I mean, would we be the Apple Isle without an apple?
Maybe we should be calling Kazakhstan the Apple Isle.
Yeah.
Don't tell them. Don't tell them we've been claiming that.
Yes, do not do that.
And it was on this day in 2019 that Disney Studios became the first ever studio to have five films that earned over $1 billion each in one single year. Wow. I don't think I've seen any of them. Story 4?
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
I think I saw the third one, but not the fourth.
Yeah, I haven't seen
it. It's the one with the fork in it.
Nah.
Plastic fork.
I've seen the toys around, but I haven't watched it.
Avengers Endgame?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Oh, you seen that?
Yeah.
Captain Marvel?
Yep, seen that. That's also real good.
Aladdin?
Yeah.
Remake?
Oh, my God, I love Aladdin.
The remake?
Yeah, the remake.
I didn't even know there was a remake.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
And The Lion King remake?
Yep, I've watched that too.
Okay, I haven't seen anything.
I'm a Disney fan.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? The Lion King was already perfect.
Yeah, but it's you got to do it. You just got to watch it anyway because it's a remake.
No.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
We're out and about on the roads. Make sure you got those headlights on and drive to the conditions.
And download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to CFM.
Do it.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now, anywhere you are, on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari, and I'd like to say morning to you.
Yes, all
the
of
listener.
You.
Coming up this hour, Giovanna Simpson to talk Burnie.
I love Queen G.
She's the Queen of Burnie, so she knows what's going on.
Love talking to the Queen every Monday. It's a great day to talk to the Queen.
Words sang a rollover from Friday. So if you were listening Friday, you probably already know the clue. You may have in your head what you think may be the answer as well. Dog news.
Oh, I love dog news.
On a Monday morning, on the way. And today we want to talk about message bank messages.
Oh, this sparked from last week, our Friday Live.
Yeah, well, I called my mate Jeremy and I was just, frankly, I don't know how you felt about it, but I was appalled.
I don't think it's too bad, but you were disgusted.
I thought he should have re-recorded it. This was his message bank, Jeremy, who we called on Friday.
Hey, sorry, I can't answer the phone just now. If you'd like to shoot me a text, I should be able to get back to you as soon as possible. Jeez.
I think that That's fine, but you're appalled with
well,
it.
Well, just especially the bit, there's an error. He flubs his message back. Ready?
Hey, sorry that I can't rinse the phone. Hey, sorry that I can't rinse the phone.
That's not good enough, Jeremy.
No, redo it.
People are going to listen to that for years when you don't answer your phone. Remember, I called me mate Ben Granger. He had a much better one.
He has a good one.
This is one of the best ones.
You've reached the message bank of Benjamin Granger. I'm unavailable right now. But if you can please leave a message, I'll endeavour to return your call as soon as possible.
I'll endeavour to return your call.
He's a proper gentleman.
Still haven't seen a photo of him. Is he hot or not hot? Nah. I need to know details.
Should be able to tell from that
Ranger,
message bank.
Send us a photo.
But next we're going to play our message banks because we can't talk about this without sharing ours.
Oh, mortified.
And we'd like you to nominate people in your life that have the worst message bank message.
Then, and then we want to call them. So DMS their number.
Yep, CFM Bernie, CFM Devonport, or give us a call 1300 655 922. We would love to hear some of these as well. So we'll talk more about it next. This is Tones and I. It's CFM 11 past 7. G'day, how you going?
Morning.
We're talking about message bank outgoing messages this morning. After I was appalled by my friend Jeremy's where he's got a flub in there. It's not good enough. Lee has written in, and this is something you were talking about off air, how much you hate this. Leah wrote, a family friend used to have the message bank as a conversation, like he would say, hello, pause for reply, and then ask, how are you going, or what's going on, and then another pause.
My best friend, Georgia, she had this for years, and every single time I'd be like, oh, hey, and then I'd be like,
yep, you have half a conversation that you waste.
So mad.
Because it's not
every
even recorded.
Time.
No one will ever hear the conversation.
No, so,
waste of time,
mad.
I love it.
Maybe I need to change mine to that just for a lull.
Well, I
get
did.
Everyone else back.
I had a mate that did that. Also, mine used to do that. It used to be.
Typical Adam.
It used to be, hello.
Yeah, good thanks.
You've reached the message. I didn't go with a good thanks. I just sort of, I made it sound like I didn't even do it on purpose. Like, I didn't purposely trick people. I just left a pause.
You prankster, you.
Yeah, exactly.
You prankster.
But I have updated it. Because the problem with, like, you know, a goofy message bank message is it's a bit unprofessional. You could get a job calling or anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but how great for radio. You know what I mean? Like, hey, oh, you got me, Adam.
Yeah, but they might be like, oh,
funny,
he's...
funny, man.
Yeah, it's been done before. You know what I mean? He's using other people's material.
Let's bring it back.
But this is mine now, pretty stock standard.
Hi, you've reached Adam. I am not available to take your call, so please leave a message. Thank you.
Yeah, I listen to that message bank quite a fair bit.
So keep your talk breaks short. Your talk breaks short. Straight to the point. Leave a message, all right?
Mine's shocking.
Yours? You sound like you're 12.
I know.
Hi, you've called Ariel. Please leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
I obviously had lots of sleep before I recorded that.
That's what she sounds like off air. She plays a character on it.
I do not.
Puts on a voice.
I do not sound like that at all.
We had a couple of people nominate a fella in their lives named Matthew. And Lisa was good enough to message in Matthew's number. So we're going to call it. Hopefully he doesn't answer so that we can actually hear this famous Matthew message bank outgoing message.
I'm nervous.
G'day, this is the fridge. The answering machine is broken at the moment, but if you'd like to leave a message, I'll take it down and stick it to myself.
It's the fridge.
What?
The fridge. The refrigerator.
Oh, like a sticky note on the fridge.
Yeah, he's going to stick it to himself.
Well, how am I going to get in your house?
What?
We need to get
it's the,
in.
It's the fridge answering the phone.
Yeah, that's a bit strange, isn't it?
Matthew,
you've got me. You got me stunned. Didn't expect that.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
Beyonce, break my soul like a dog. All right, Ari, you have a dog, a golden retriever named Santi. Now, if you don't give her treats or attention, does she get a bit upset with you or annoyed or grumpy?
Yeah, yeah.
She does? Well, she probably cries. She cries.
Oh, she just loves. You know what? She's got such a deep bark, and then as soon as you just look at her, she's like...
Well, there's been one pooch that's been caught red-handed going to an extreme for cuddles and food. The dog's named Chrissy, and the dog has a tendency to fake her own death in the middle of the road when she's denied treats.
No!
Yep, and she refuses to go inside the house until she gets a treat.
Spoiled little doggy.
And now her owner's been forced to put up a sign outside their house to warn passers-by not to fall for her dramatics. So a local walker spotted the sign and couldn't resist popping it up on Reddit, where it's got 46,000 upvotes.
So funny.
The sign reads, and the picture that she's taken has the dog in the background looking grumpy. The sign reads outside the house, if you see a little dog near this sign, please don't worry. She's not lost. She lives here. Her name is Chrissy and she's sulking. She is very friendly and loves fuss, but she refuses to come inside unless we give her one of her treats, and we're out of treats. If you witness her faking her own death by laying in the road and pretending she has been run over, walk on by. She's just looking for sympathy and she has no treats. So there you go.
That is so fun. What a smart dog.
I know. How
that
clever.
That is why dogs are the elite.
Cunning.
Thanks,
The hilarious post sparked a thread of people sharing their dog's best acting moments as well. Apparently, one owner explained, "My lab fakes a limp." But then I get the elastic bandage and wrap his leg and tell him he can't go play until he's better, and then miraculously it's healed. The limp's gone.
Oh, no.
No, we can play. It's better. And another one wrote, mine would pull an Oscar-worthy I'm being abused act when she didn't go outside or in her kennel. So I guess like...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, poor me.
Oh, my God, how adorable. I can't believe that.
You naughty dogs.
No, I just want a dog.
Give the dog a treat, please.
No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog, dog. And I want my dog to be... films.
Word Sanger.
Something.
It is time to play Word Sanger. Now, this is a rollover from Friday. If you think you know the word that goes in the middle of this Sanger, give us a call, 1-300-655-9222. You know what I'm trying to say. Double two. There we go. You'll be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater. Oh, thank you for the ding. Thank you. It's a hard day today, ads.
All right, we'll give you the clue again. You may already have it if you were listening Friday, but here it is again.
Your words for today are day and package.
So it's day something something package. Here's the wrong answers from Friday. What do you think, Stephen?
Is it bed?
Day, bed, bed, package.
No, it's sorry, it's not, Stephen.
What's that middle word, Finn?
Spa.
Day spa, spa package. That could work, but it is not our word.
What goes in the middle, Dinger?
Day
use
package.
You, no, that's not our word. Sorry.
Alrighty, 1-300-655-922. What's our word?
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
We're doing the Word Sanger challenge.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Dinger.
Dinger, back to redeem himself.
How's, I am back.
How was your weekend, Dinger?
Everyone's too bad, mate. Not too bad weather down here.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's what he says every time. That Strawn sounds like fantastic weather.
I've still never been to Strawn. I'm going to have to go check it out.
Wait a couple more months, wait the summertime, then come down.
All right, summertime.
Dinger, what's the best pub in Strawn?
Probably the Harbour.
The Harbour, right. Writing this down.
Okay.
Next
we'll
time we're in Strawn, we're having one in the Harbour. All right, Dinger?
Yeah, right, mate. I'll keep you that.
All right.
Oh, yes.
Sounds good. All right, mate, we'll give you the clue and you tell us what word you think goes in the middle.
Your words for today are day and package.
What do you think, Dinger?
I'm going to go with care.
The word for my Sanger is care.
He has done it.
Take care. Care package.
Come on!
Yeah!
He's done it!
Yeah!
He's got a crew there as well. Are you at the harbour right now?
Yeah, mate, just about head down and do some work.
Go, Dinger, you're in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater, but you can celebrate at the pub too.
Yeah, thank you.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
My money don't jiggle, jiggle, it falls.
On Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
On the phone with Queen G.
He's a killer, queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam.
Giovanna Simpson, Queen of Burnie, to tell us about what's happening in Burnie. Morning, G.
Good morning. What a great way to wake up. I love it every week.
Oh, honestly, having you with us is a great thing. That's what we love, being having the Queen on our show, honestly.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it? Who would have thought?
All right, Giovanni, you got some roundabout news for us this morning.
I have. I'm excited about this one because we've been fighting for this for a few years. The Department of State Growth have finally heard our pleas after years in the making for a new roundabout at the intersection of Three Mile Line Road, Atkins Drive and Mount Street in Upper Burnie. Now, that's just near Parklands High School where I work, so it's a bit of a black spot area.
Mm.
So we received $500,000 from the federal government to upgrade, I guess at the time of the announcement, back in July. And council plan to contribute 175 of that as well to the upgrade. We're going to set traffic lights, which we thought was going to be a really great idea, but after we commissioned an independent survey, a roundabout was considered a better option for the area. So really excited for that to be constructed by the end of the financial year. About time.
How exciting.
Yeah, really excited for people in that area and, of course, all the users of the school.
Yeah.
So really, really keen for that.
Mm. Amazing. And there's a Burnie Musical Society bringing Shrek to the stage.
Yeah. How great is that? The Burnie Musical Society, they've been around a lot of years now, and they've just announced that their junior showcase for 2023 is Shrek, the big green fella. It's a Shrek musical junior. It's going to hit the stage in May and June next year and will be all put together by the fabulous Jacqueline Jong as director, Andrew Hardy as assistant, and Natasha Baker as musical director. It's going to be huge, but you can follow all the deets on their Facebook page for auditions and things like that as well.
Oh, how exciting.
Wouldn't it be great to play the role of Shrek?
It would.
Ooh. You know who would be good at that?
Who?
Yes. Mr. Zach Weeks himself.
Zach Weeks. He's in enough already.
I know, but don't you think he'd be great as Shrek?
Of course he would.
He'd be great. He's just got to pass as a junior. Can he do that? Good point.
He does have that bit of a baby face, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. I mean, he's sort of young.
And Arts Tasmania looking for applicants from Tassie artists to paint. Is it paint the interior walls of the Burnie Ambulance Station?
Yeah, a large-scale graphic artwork. So it is for the interior walls of the new Burnie Ambulance Station. So they're looking for something that's visibly interesting, obviously, and that helps to create a calm environment for the ambulance staff. Mm. As you can imagine, it's a pretty hectic place, and they have to see a lot of things that we wouldn't wish to see.
Mm-hmm.
So wonderful opportunity for not only local artists here, but all Tasmanian artists. So. Now, the site, if you didn't know, guys, was passed by council in February, and it's going to be built on vacant land is adjacent to the hospital on Bridport Road. So it's fantastic. The ambulance station at the moment is down in South Burnie. It'll now be up right next to the hospital. So the applications for this artwork or this application close on September 19th. So artists really don't have a lot of time, but you can go to the Arts Tasmania Facebook or website page for more details on that one as well.
Amazing. And back to more musicals. Back to more musicals. Yeah. What
Burnie's
else is happening?
All about the musicals. Yeah. Now, I've got my ticket for Thursday night, and I'm very keen for this. It's the Hellier College musical. It's set in 1985, I think. So, you know, mullets. I mean, they're back anyway, aren't they?
Well, that's true. Not that I like them, but go on.
Can you remember the rat's tails that we used to have back
then? Yeah.
I had one of those.
Did you?
1985, yeah, when I was at Hellier College. So, you know, thank
Queen
God there's no social media then.
But
it starts this Thursday to the Burnie Arts Theatre. Make sure you grab your tickets and grab your 80s gear if you want.
Dress up.
And get ready to hit back to 1985.
I think my favourite hairstyle ever, I don't think it was 80s, but can we bring it back? The frullet? Does anyone remember
front mullet?
Yeah.
It's like, what is this,
just really short hair, but your fringe is long. Frullet.
Oh. Adam, you have no hair to grow one.
I know. Someone else can do it for me. Vicarious.
Oh, my God. I think I've seen some of those in recent times. Is that what it's called? I know of the skullet, which I think that's shaved all over, but the fluff at the back.
Yeah. This is like shaved all over, but you leave the fringe. I think it's
that's disgusting.
One of many fashion crimes from the early 2000s, I think, the front.
I don't know. I think I've seen it, you know, of recent times.
No.
It gets me a little bit.
No. Back. Leave it in the past.
Leave it in the past. But bring out your fishnet tights and your little, you know, hand gloves and stuff and pick them out for the musical.
Oh, my God.
It's awesome.
For sure. Definitely.
Yeah, grab your tickets online too at burniearts.net. That easy.
Amazing.
So much happening in Burnie. Thanks so much, Queen G. We'll chat next week.
Thanks, guys. We certainly will. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam Davison.
Morning, Ariel Ackland, and good morning to you, the listener, first and last name.
You're so weird.
Coming up this hour, we're going to catch up with the AgFest chairman, Kane Evans, about AgFest, obviously.
Yeah, we just got to check in. Got some questions I'd like to ask.
Yep. Chorus King's on the way too.
Please, warm up with Chorus King to start the week. Oh,
also,
yes.
Very soon we'll explain to you how you can win another $250 voucher to Rex Airlines. They've got a new route starting Devonport to Melbourne. We're doing it differently this week.
We are. We're mixing it up a bit. So you'll have to listen out for your chance to win and to find out how to win.
Exactly. Birthday book. If you know someone celebrating today, get it registered so we can shout it out on air. And the street team next, both of them are going to be at the Harvey Normans.
Yes, one Devonport, one Burnie. They're having a Harvey Norman challenge.
You could say. They're doing the Harvey Norman challenge. But since we're talking about message bank messages too, we better play the street teams. This is Renna's message bank, outgoing message.
Hi, this is Renna. Please leave a message. Thank you.
Ding. Pretty good. Yep. Pretty
nice and
good.
Tight.
Well done, Renna. Keeping it nice and tight.
Keep your talk rate short. Like it. And Caden, this is his.
K-Dog.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed at this time. Please hang up and try your call again later. Thank you.
Where's the personal touch? Where is the personal touch?
Maybe we could do his voice message for him. Wouldn't that be amazing? Hey, this is Adam and Ari for Caden.
You know what the worst one is, though? Those ones that convert it to a text.
Oh.
And it doesn't convert properly.
Oh, they're worse than the prank ones.
Yes, they are.
Like, do you even get a text? Like, what does the text message then say? Because it'd be gibberish.
Yes, it converts all wrong. It doesn't pick up the...
When you try to text through the car as well.
Well, when I get those, I just don't bother leaving a message.
Nah,
it's like, there's no point. There's no point. I could leave something funny here, but you've ruined it. I one time had a friend who had an actual person on his message bank. There was no machine. It was a fella. My friend had gone overseas, so I think he'd set some weird message bank thing up. But there was a British guy sitting in some office taking people's messages. It's going, hello, do you have a message for Brendan? It's like, oh, it's just so confusing.
Is this another one of your friends that did the skits with you?
Yeah, it was the guy that was on Friday's radio.
Oh, it was
show.
Him.
I've probably got a recording of it somewhere because I think we were...
Adam, you're going to have to bring it
in. We were recording a podcast at the time trying to call him, so I reckon I've got a recording of this non-automated message bank, a fella sitting in an office.
I wonder how much he was getting paid to do that. We could do that for someone.
Think of the weird messages you'd be getting from everyone as well.
If you want us to be a message bank, just send us a DM.
Yeah. We charge money for it, though.
We'll be your ringtone too if you
really
want. Not
doing it for free. That's proper voiceover work. All right, we'll check in with our street team next, but they're going to be at Harvey Norman Dev and Harvey Norman Burr, so go find them, grab the freebies. We'll see how they're going next. CFM. Quarter past eight on CFM. Our street team are out and about waiting patiently.
Load it up with the coast best free stuff. They see me rolling. It's the CFM street team.
All righty, all the way out at Harvey Norman Devonport, we've got Ren. Love, 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 love.
Hi, this is Renren. Please leave a message.
Nice and tight. It's good. Professional.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday,
I am
Renren.
At Harvey Norman in Devonport, guys. I've got buy one spot, get one free. Thanks to the House of Spuds, Devonport. I also have merch from Wild Earth. Crips Master Love Baking Bread since 1878. Ari, Scarlett was asking what DM means.
Oh, direct message, Scarlett. So sorry, honey bunch. Direct like messages on Facebook, DM. Instagram. Text us if you want.
Guys, thank you to everyone who nominated their favorite primary school teacher for Apple for the Teacher. Check out our website for more Apple for the Teacher details. I'm Harvey Norman in Devonport. Happy Monday.
She's done it.
All righty, we're going to cross out now to K-Dog and Harvey Norman Burnie.
Morning, guys, and I've got to apologise. You're probably pretty safe with my message bank. I'm pretty sure I only deleted it a few weeks ago because I heard myself, and I'm like, what am I even saying?
I have heard your voice message many of times before, and I've never heard that one, so yes. Lucky.
Anyway, hey, this morning I'm at the front of Harvey Norman in Burnie, and on board I've got the Sea Show bags. We've of course got your Cripps Master loaves. I've got some McCafe vouchers, thanks to the McCafe at Macca's, and we've also got a $5 voucher to Ladle and Leaf Cafe, which is now open in Wilson Street, Burnie. So pop by and see me. I've got a heap of other goodies out the front of Harvey Norman in Burnie, in the Sea Cruiser, powered by Harvey Norman. We're the king of big screen TVs.
He's done it.
He has done it. Well done, K-Doc. Do you reckon the street team sound a little tired today?
A little.
A little. Happy Monday, everyone.
Birthday book next on CFM.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Time to shout out birthdays that we've had submitted through the website cfmtaz.com.au. They're getting shouted out, but they're also in the draw to win $50 to spend with Peppermint Parties in East Devonport. They've got marquees, they've got photo booths, and they've got plenty more.
How good is the photo booth? Oh, flashbacks from Saturday. A huge happy birthday to Connor Terry from Wynyard. Happy birthday, Connor. Hope you have a good one from Brian.
Indiana from Devonport. 6 years ago today, this little girl completed our family. She's so smart, says and does the funniest things. She tells you how it is. She's full of attitude, stands her ground, has a smile that will melt your heart, loves hugs, and she's 100% mama's girl. Loves her food and is full of spunk. She's perfect in every single way, and I'm blessed to be her mum. Baby girl, you make every day fun and make your mummy so proud. Happy 6th birthday, Indiana. Love, Mum, Ellie, Hunter, Cooper and Trinity.
Cherie from East Devonport, happy birthday, Mum. Hope you have a great day from Jack, Max, Dad, Tilly, Nanny, Pop E, Nan W, Pop W and everyone else in the family, including Jack, Max and Tilly.
Another one for Cherie from Devonport. Happy birthday from your mum and dad.
Another one for Cherie in East Devonport. Happy 43rd birthday.
You never guess what? Cherie from Devonport here.
Stop.
Happy birthday from all family members, even ancestors. So that's covering everyone there.
Absolutely everyone.
And we all hope you have a great Monday, beginning of the week and birthday. Love you, Mum.
Another one for Indiana from Devonport. Happy 6th birthday to our little sister, Indiana. We hope you have a great day and we'll help you open your presents after school. Love your twin brothers, Cooper and Hunter.
Blue from Devonport. Happy 6th birthday, my sweet, mischievous baby sister. I'm proud to have watched you grow into your own, from changing your nappies to watching you take your first step.
Aww.
All these memories I'm glad to have and can't wait to see you. To give you a big hug, love from your sis Trin.
And a huge happy birthday to Phil from Turner's Beach. Happy birthday. We hope you have a fantastic day and get spoiled. To another year of getting older, love you always, Alana, Noah, Isaac and Abby.
Next up, we'll tell you how you can now win a $250 voucher to Rex Airlines. We're changing it up. It's not CFM's on the fly. It's now CFM's Come Fly With Me. We'll explain next. Harry Styles on CFM, 28 past 8. It's a new week. It's a new day. CFM's on the fly's out. Introducing CFM's Come Fly With Me.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Same prize, though.
Same prize. A $250 voucher could be yours. All you need to do is listen out across the day for a plane sound effect.
Yeah, not that one we just played in the intro, though. That doesn't count. But when you hear the plane sound effect, you call the hotline 1-300-655-922 and then listen out to hear if you are the lucky winner to this segment tomorrow and the next day and the next day.
So if you're the first one through the lines when that sound effects comes along, you'll be in the draw to win it, and then Adam and I will announce the winner the day after.
$250 to spend with Rex Airlines. How cool. CFM's Come Fly With Me for Rex Airlines. They've got the new Devonport to Melbourne route starting very soon on the 19th.
Oh, so soon. So soon.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Just talking this morning about message bank outgoing messages. Nick's written in. He knows someone whose message bank message just says, gone fishing.
Take it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it. It is time to sing it for Chorus Kings for your chance to win a $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. You have to become a Chorus King for this week. All you need to do is just finish the chorus.
Yes, we'll give you the line of the song. You give us the next line. The phone number's 1-300-655-922 and the line is...
Everybody looks on their right. Can you feel that? Yeah. We're playing with love tonight. It's not about the...
Oh.
What's the next bit? That's what we need song. From you. 1-300-655-922. We'll go again. It's not about the what. That's the question this morning. 1-300-655-922. We'll go get one more time. Everybody looks so they're right. Can you feel
that? Yeah. We're paying with love tonight. It's not about the pitch perfect vibes.
1-300-655-922. It's not about the what.
Sing it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
Mitch from Latrobe is on the phone with us to play Chorus Kings this morning. All right, Mitch, we'll play the line and you take it from there, brother. Let's go.
Everybody looks so they're right. Can you feel that? Yeah. We're paying with love tonight. It's not about
go, Mitch.
Money, money, money. It's not about the money, money, money.
Ah! I love it.
Ah, it's so good.
Let's check.
Money, money, he's done it. Money. We don't need your money, money, money.
I definitely need the money. Well done, Mitch from Latrobe. Congratulations, you're in the draw to win a $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. They're local just like us.
Sweet.
You're legend, Mitch.
Hang there, Mitch, we'll grab your details.
Turn up the music.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM.
I've got a feeling I'm going to be alright.
Call 1-300-655-922.
It's about damn time.
AgFest is approaching so fast. It's almost here.
It actually is.
24th of August.
Couple
it's happening.
Couple of weeks away.
Can you imagine? How fast is time, right? We have the chairman of AgFest on the phone with us, Kane Evans. Morning, Kane.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
No worries at all. So what can we expect from AgFest this year?
Oh, there's tons this year. Can you believe it? It's action-packed. So we've got the THA Pavilion, which is full of all the Tasmanian produce. James Bogues, companies like that are going to be in there. Mm-hmm. We've got AgFest speeches down north, so Australian Light Horse, we've got Bullocks, we've got Livestock Handling, Sheep Dog Trials up the back, tons and tons of stores, just under 500 exhibitors, so it's action-packed.
Huge.
Wow.
So the paddock event, the 24th to the 27th, is in the cloud still happening?
It is indeed. So the cloud starts from the 27th and will finish up on the 2nd of September. So if you miss all your AgFest specials, you can go on there for a week after the event and, grab a bargain.
And if you are going along to the event, can you bring dogs?
No, only if like help dogs or seeing eye dogs can come along. So,
no,
we're pretty strict on that, only help dogs.
Yeah, wonderful.
And what about biosecurity stuff and masks? Do we need masks?
So masks, certainly for patrons. Now, AgFest is not a mandated event for masks, but look, we're strongly suggesting to wear masks just to help the population stay safe. That COVID is still pretty active in the community, and the AgFest committee is certainly masking up for the event. So, mask, if you can, bring a mask along with you, especially when you're in a marquee.
Yeah, definitely. Now, going around AgFest and shopping around, and you tend to carry a lot of items if you're splashing some cash. Is there anywhere, any sort of parcel service or anywhere where you can store your all your parcels?
Traditionally, in the past we have, but actually with the COVID measures, we can't actually do that. That's something we're looking to bring back in the 2023 event, potentially.
Yeah.
But sadly, with COVID at the moment, we just can't handle that.
Which is fair enough. So if you are planning on splashing some cash and doing some shopping at AgFest, which, I mean, we all can't help ourselves, maybe bring a backpack or a bigger sort of bag so you have somewhere to put all your goodies in.
That's it. And I won't want to speak for our exhibitors, but I'm pretty sure a lot of them will store the items until you're ready to leave for the day.
Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah, helpful. And so we can get tickets now?
My word, you can. So you can at agfest.com.au. Now, I've got to stress that AgFest is and only online ticket sale event. There'll be no ticket sales at the gate. And this is just one of the ways we're keeping Tasmania safe with the COVID restrictions.
Okay.
Yeah, so must get your tickets online before the event. No door sales.
Yeah. So jump online, agfest.com.au. There's also heaps of information on there, including parking, accommodation and COVID safety and all that stuff. Kane, it's going to be a great event. We can't wait. We're going to be broadcasting live from down there as well.
Yeah, from 10 till 2. Can't wait.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Beautiful. Can't wait to see this. It's going to be awesome.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning. Welcome to your week. Adam and Ari here, and thanks for joining us. Thanks for bringing in the week, starting the week with us. We appreciate it.
Aw, we appreciate you so much, little schnoopies.
I feel like we should give an apple for the teacher update just to let people know what's going on. Nominations are closed?
They are indeed closed. They closed last night. And why is there such a big gap between the nominations closing and voting opening on Friday? Well, guess what? We have to call every single school and double check that teacher is actually at that school and that they want to participate.
Yeah.
So we have to go and call every single school. Is this person? Is this person?
Hello.
Is this person?
Hello.
Do they even teach here?
Hello, Devonport Christian School. Is IP Freely the teacher there? No, we've been pranked again. Damn it. Oh, damn it. Oh, no. Stuff like that?
Exactly like that. We need to double check spelling and all sorts. So we just need a couple of days to get that all together, and then voting will open on Friday morning. Now, if you didn't get your nominations in, well, you should have got them in before yesterday.
Late.
So sorry about that.
Yep. So Apple for the Teacher continues. That's the next step in the process.
Oh, so exciting, honestly. Oh, it's CFM's Apple for the Teacher. All thanks to Harvey Norman Devonport and IGA Tasmania, helping fill lunchboxes across the state. And, of course, Hampton Peters Real Estate.
On the way, Ava Max, Green Day as well. Time of Your Life. That's a bit of a school song. Leavers song, you could say. A Craze playing now. Do It To It. This is CFM.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
The Northwest Coast biggest ever footy tipping competition.
Still happening. Bernie and Devonport Volkswagen's biggest ever footy tipping competition. It's not too late to be a part of it. Register now at cfmtas.com.au. We can confirm we're running it into the finals as well.
We can indeed. And all you need to do is literally just register your details to be in the draw to win a brand new 2022 Volkswagen Polo. You could be driving away with a brand new car, and it's all you need to do is just pop your details in.
Yes, and $100 at the end of each round for the top tipper as well, which is very exciting. Last round, I got them all right except the first game, St Kilda versus Brisbane. I tipped wrong. I tipped St Kilda, but Brisbane won.
Hey, at the gala on the weekend, we're all having a fantastic time. Guess what Adam was doing?
Adam and Jerry.
Oh, was Jerry watching it too?
We were keeping an eye on the Carlton-Melbourne game because it was very close, and apparently, like, missed it because we were at the gala, but, like, in the last 10 seconds, D's got a goal to win because otherwise Carlton were going to win. And I actually hadn't checked because, like, 10 seconds to go, the score was Carlton winning, so I assumed Carlton won. Turned out, no, the last second.
So we're
D's
at this
won.
Fancy gala charity ball, and these two are watching the blooming football.
Mm. There'll be people listening that are right behind us too.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Can I just say Zeus 72 is still winning on the leaderboard, but only by one. K Clark 92 on Zeus's heels by one. I know Zeus.
I have no idea who these people are.
Zeus was ahead by a lot more last round, I think. So Zeus, K Clark 92 is coming for you. Also, can I just mention at number 8 is someone with a very arrogant name. Everyone else is playing for second.
Oh.
You're coming 8th.
Is that their username?
Yeah. They're coming 8th, so...
Well, I mean, mate, you're coming 8th, not even
cocky.
First or second.
That's right, a bit cocky there. CFMTAS.com.au to be a part of Bernie and Devonport Volkswagen's biggest ever footy tipping competition. All thanks to Floor World, Devonport and Bernie. We're covering the coast and, of course, Bernie and Devonport Volkswagen. Tom Petty next, CFM.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That'll do us for today, Ari.
That'll be done.
But you want to make a... But you want to place a phone call.
I would like to just check in with the great Lee Dixon. I mean, he's currently actually on leave, but I feel like we just need to check in with him, see how he's doing. You know, he was such a great part of CFM for such a long time. We just got to check in and make sure it's okay.
But you want to check in with him how he's feeling after Saturday night,
yeah.
Is that?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. He'll answer too. He'll think it's an emergency. What would work be calling me on my leave? It must be an emergency. Then he won't answer, and then he'll call the office back frantic.
I will.
And they'll be like, we've got no idea.
Hi, this is Lee. Can't answer right now. Please send a text or leave a message.
Not a bad message,
Not a bad message,
That's
Bank.
Not too bad.
Dicko, proud, adding on our theme for the day.
Yeah, thanks
for that. So thank you. Well done. Just checking in to see if you're okay. If you need anything, let us know. RIP to the great Lee Dixon.
Don't call the office back frantic. It's just us goofing around. Me, you, Ari, and also Lee on the message bank are going to leave you with Jerry Shears with the Workday Hits.
Bye!